All right, let's open our Bibles here to Mark chapter 11. Now, reading scripts here to build our faith up on God's word. And Jesus taught us here, beginning in verse 23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever saith this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, notice here that Jesus is teaching us here that what we say, if we believe it in our heart, will come to pass. Now, one area we want to work on as believers, once we receive Jesus Christ the Lord, is begin to build ourselves up in God's promises. All of God's Word from Genesis to Revelation is inspired Word of God. But in here, in God's Word, what we call the Bible, is tucked in there divine promises. And the Bible says here in 2 Peter chapter 1, if you go there with me, please, beginning here in verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of a God, and Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, has given us unto all things pertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby given us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these," or you could say by these exceedingly great and precious promises, "we might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in this world through lust." Notice here, the scripture calls this, God's promises, exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these we'd know. One thing we'll know is what Jesus did for us through his death and burial and resurrection. Now over here, when it comes to divine healing, in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5, and again, I want to encourage you to memorize these scriptures. Meditate on them. Speak to yourself over and over again, day and night. Because the scripture teaches us not to let the word depart from our eyes and not to let it depart from our mouth. So here in Isaiah chapter 53, now verse 4 and 5, says here, "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastised our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Now here in Matthew chapter 8, the scripture teaches the Holy Spirit through Matthew is going to put this in the present tense when Jesus was here physically on this earth, ministering, and one of the things he did was he ministered to the sick. So the scripture said here, "that it might be fulfilled, which spoke by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses," in Matthew 8:17. And then here in 1 Peter 2:24, the Holy Spirit, through Peter, is going to let us know that Jesus already took our sickness and did this for us when he went to the cross. For the scripture says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, now verse 24, "who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live in righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Now, I've often taken those last eight words of Matthew 8:17 and those last six words of 1 Peter 2:24, and I would just say them to myself over and over again. When I first heard, I hadn't been born again too long, and I was going to this new church where I'd received Jesus Christ, my Lord. I started attending there. And one night I heard the pastor say, what he's preaching, and I'm not too sure what he's preaching, I'll look back at it, but at the time he said, like 1 Peter 2:24 says, "by whose stripes ye were healed." Now, as far as I know, I'd never heard that before. And I don't know about you, but I'd come to Jesus, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I begin to say that part of 1 Peter 2:24. That himself took my infirmities, I linked it up with Matthew 8:17, because I'm going to get that later on. But at first, I just kept saying, "by his stripes, I was healed." And the amazing thing about it is, Satan came immediately and attacked me before I even got out of church that night, or before I got home that night from church, when I'd heard 1 Peter 2:24. And I didn't know that Jesus had taught in the Gospels, and in Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 14, he talked about the sower sows the word. And when you hear the word, Satan comes immediately to take it out. And he uses afflictions, persecutions, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. Well, afflictions and persecutions will come, along with these other things, to choke out God's word. You know, did you remember when you started tithing? Maybe some things in your life got worse financially before they got better. Well, the test came there, didn't it? You heard the word about tithing. You started giving God your first 10% of your income. Thrilled to do it, most of us was. Glad to do it, wish we'd had more money so we could tithe even more and given more offerings. And we start right there, giving God our 10%. Well, I got hit up financially. A huge financial storm came. And in fact, I got a place. I was living with other people. Been homeless and had been for God's mercy and their generosity. But for some reason, I kept tithing, even though I was unemployed, even though I'm trying to get a job. You know, I'm cashing in soda cans and bottles to get money and tithing off of that. But I kept saying what the Word said. And I'd got a hold through hearing a minister teach, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then I got also, somewhere along that line, or during that time, I got Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. And I would just read that to myself and keep quoting. I read it to myself today and reminded myself what God's Word said about my finances. And here in Malachi, the Lord had said here, in beginning in verse 3, bring all the tithes to the storehouse, there may meet my house, and prove me now, here we say, Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room to receive it. And I rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall sow the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast fruit for the time, fields, say, Lord of hosts, and all nations call you blessed, for each plant's plant, say, Lord of hosts. Now, these people primarily were in Guarian society. Their method of exchange was goods and services. You know, maybe someone grew tomatoes, and they exchanged it for something else that someone else grew or had. And that was their method of exchange. Today, it's currency. And here, the Lord promises that if we'd give God our first 10% of our income. Remember, Hebrews said, here men that die receive tithes. But there he received of whom was witness that he liveth. I was thrilled to be taught soon after I got born again that you need to tithe to God's work. And also heard 1 Peter 2:24 that said, by his stripes you were healed. And then I heard a minister teach on 3 John verse 2, which says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Well, every day that I'm hearing the Word taught, and every day that I'm reading my Bible or listening to the Bible like you could on your internet today, I would hear scripture or promises, faith verses, that would help me out in my life. And I would take them and write them on index cards, carry them with me to work. In fact, the place I had to go today, I got there about a half hour early. And before time for, you know, the appointment, I just read those scriptures to myself. That's time that we can put in God's Word. See, we're not to let the Word depart from our eyes. See, oftentimes we've got time we could put in the Word, but we sort of wasted it. But every day we want to feed our spirit man on God's Word, because it's our spirit that's born again. It needs to be fed on the Word. You know, we feed our bodies with physical food, while our spirit man needs to be fed on God's Word. Remember there in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere word that you may grow thereby. Now, if we're going to grow and develop spiritually, or our faith to grow and increase, we need to hear the Word and do the Word. Like James said in James 1:22, but be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So many times we became self-deceived when we didn't do the Word that we heard, like forgiving others or walking in love. Or again, tithing. Anyway, these are promises and ways that we're to live as believers that God laid out in his Word. Now, many dear Christians, bless their hearts, they heard about tithing. And then someone else came along, or circumstance or situation, talked them or persuade them out of doing it. See, they got hit up financially with a storm and then wondered where God was at and got all upset and gave up on following God in that area of their life. Same goes through with healing. Many or some dear Christians heard about healing, divine healing, started believing God for healing, and got sick. Well, I did before I got home that night from that church service. And for some way or some reason, the Lord helped me out so much, because he loves us, to keep on saying what the Word said about me. So I just kept on saying during that time that by his stripes I was healed. And I kept quoting that last part of 1 Peter 2:24, because that was all the scriptures I had on healing. At the time, those last six words, by whose stripes ye were healed. See, that helped me so much, because it didn't promise me that I'm going to get healed when God gets ready. It's already let me know that Jesus not only took my sins when he went to the cross, now probably almost every born-again child of God believes that Jesus took their sins. Now, they may have a sin conscience about the sins they committed, but nevertheless, if you according to them, said, do you believe Jesus took your sins? Oh, yeah. Brother Rich, he took the sins of the world. And quote you John 3:16 if they could. Well, he did. And thank God he did. But he also took our curse of financial poverty. He also took our sick and disease. Now, many dear Christians, bless their hearts, rebel against that. But see, we never want to rebel against God's promises. No matter what happened or didn't happen to somebody else or to ourselves, we don't base our life on our experiences. We base our life on God's Word and what He promised in His Word, what belongs to us in Christ. As we stand fast and hold fast to what God has promised, then we can receive all those benefits that belong to us in and through Christ Jesus. Jesus suffered many of their things on that cross that we're never to suffer, that God doesn't intend for us to suffer. See, if God wanted us to be sick, He would never lay our sicknesses upon Jesus. And you always hear horror stories about someone that had all the faith in the world, and they prayed, and the church prayed, and God never did heal them, and they died believing that they were going to get healed someday. Well, good Christians, we don't judge anybody. 1,000 may fall at one side and 10,000 on the right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. The person that stays established in God's Word. We're to establish our heart and our life in God's Word, in God's promises. That's what we use when the devil comes. Our mind begins to think about, well, you don't have it yet. You don't feel any better. You don't look any better. That's the time to begin to respond to those thoughts, those feelings. Say, well, according to the Word of God, the Word says Himself took my infirmities, bare my sicknesses, and by whose stripes ye were healed. I believe I'm healed because the Word says I'm healed. You could say that if he's in the doctor's office. You could say that to yourself if you were taking medicine. Because what you're doing, you're saying what the Word says. If you can tell people you're saved or tell people you're born again, and all you had was God's Word to act upon to do that, and that's all it took, we're born again by the incorruptible Word of God, the Bible teaches us in 1 Peter verse 23. And we receive healing and salvation, deliverance, blessings, benefits that Jesus bought and paid for by knowing the truth and acting upon that truth. Knowing God's Word. Knowing what God promised us in His Word. What belonged to us. I mean, as a child, growing up with sickness and disease and problems, and then later on, you got born again and heard that minister say, that pastor say, well, you know, like 1 Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes you were healed. Well, see, I never heard anything pro-healing. I'd always thought or been taught or heard or overheard that God doesn't always heal. Sometimes God puts sickness on you to teach you something, or He gets glory out of you being sick. But boy, when I heard 1 Peter 2:24, probably couldn't even find 1 Peter 2:24 in my Bible then, I grabbed hold and latched hold of that and hung on to it and kept saying it in Jesus' name and kept saying it in Jesus' name. Sometimes all my waking time at night while I'm laying in bed, I'll just keep saying it. 1 Peter 2:24, to myself, over and over again. Or Matthew 8:17, or both of them, till I drift back off to sleep. And then praise God and thank God that we are healed because His Word says we are. See, we're always, in this world, we're always that resist the devil and fight the good fight of faith. Now, that's hard on the flesh. That's hard on our emotions. Our mind doesn't maybe understand or comprehend it. But it's important that we stay steadfast on God's Word. Keep yourself fully persuaded. I want to encourage you, every day, listen to CDs, ministers teach on God's Word, or on the internet, and grow and develop your faith in God's Word, where you know that this is what God promised me. You can check out our materials that we have at jesserichministries.com on our website. If you'd like to receive a copy of our newsletter sent to your house, you can give us your address, we'll send it out to you. If you'd like to receive our daily devotion, we'll send that to you. Or our morning text that we send out to remind you to read God's Word. Just contact our ministry at Jesse Rich Ministries, Post Office Box 237170, New York, New York, 10023. Enjoyed being with you. I want to encourage you. You keep speaking God's Word. And remember, Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.